How do you balance this in your own party with the, you know, the needs that you know are out there?
Well, again, it's they're good investments and bad investments, and they missed the mark last time with stimulus. They only put 7% of $787 billion. 30 days before the election, only 39% was spent. So they lost the election by one, derailing a six-year transportation bill, and by two, coming up with a plan that didn't allow the money to even be spent to employ people. So now we have a chance to correct that, and we hope we don't make the same mistake twice. But we'll work with the president. Some of his math, as I said, doesn't work on high-speed rail. And we have a hearing at 10 o'clock in New York City at Grand Central Station to sort out some of the differences this week.
How do you plan to pay for this transportation bill without the administration getting behind some innovative financing with more than just the word innovative? I mean, it seemed like he fleshed out what he
Well, first I'm going to take, when you got gas last time, you paid, I don't know what you paid per gallon, but 18.4 cents per gallon went into the federal trust fund. So I've got to take that amount of money, stabilize the money coming in. Then I've got to find ways to do creative financing, leveraging, bonding that makes sense. Existing programs that may work, we want them to work even better. And then programs, I have some programs with billions of dollars sitting idle. I have money from the stimulus bill and infrastructure that's still sitting idle, tens of billions. And I've got millions of people out of work. So we've got to figure out a way to bridge that gap and work with them to get the money moving that's even in the pipeline. Governor, I talked briefly to Governor McDonald in Virginia. He went in and looked at idle funds in Virginia and found $1.5 billion, just like that. We can find tens of billions and get people working without increasing taxes, without another, you know, a buck coming in. So, and I didn't get into the creative.
He didn't say the word Florida when he said when he mentioned high speed.
Well, he was very careful because the Florida project is not a high speed. It is a inner city passenger rail system with an average speed of about 85 miles per hour. So.
He sounded like he was speaking your language when he said projects would be assigned according to practicalities, not politicians' needs.
Unfortunately, that's not the practice of their Tiger grants, and I'd be glad to show you how they distributed them, and we'll be doing some very intensive oversight review of how the transportation money was doled out, billions of dollars, for example, in Tiger grants and high-speed rail grants. And now the political money that was based on trying to make political gain is coming back in, as you see, because the projects weren't viable, didn't have local support, and were, based on a politician's need, not on good investment.
So bottom line, is there room to work with him or what?
I work with anybody. I had a great night tonight with Barbara Boxer. She's going to chair the effort on the Senate side, and we have a whole host of ideas we've already agreed on. We can do it. We're going to drag Obama kicking and screaming to the finish line.
Can I quote you?
Well, that was a glib comment, but we'll get him there. We'll have Barbara Boxer and I will gently nudge the president.
Boxer and Mike versus Obama. That's
one for the book.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
What did you think of the spending freeze idea?
Well, you know, he did have the caveat of that only addresses a small portion of the discretionary spending, very small portion of the total budget. But he did have the caveat that you got to look at Medicare, Medicaid. He offered to open up some things on health care. But you got to have to tackle the big challenges, and it's Medicare, Medicaid, all the spending that of entitlement programs.
Do you think he's really ready to do all that?
I'll see you in the back lobby in about 3 months. Ask me that question.